It starts this Monday. It's Monday to Friday, 4 till 7. In normal radio terms, that would be a drive time show. But because nobody has digital radios in their car, it's going to be the only drive time show that you can't listen to while driving. I feel really good about it. I think it's like a natural progression of the career. I mean, I've been on like Saturday nights, tearing it down now for the whole of my career. And that whole Saturday night flavour is, you know, throwing on a lot of records, screaming into the mic and getting, you know, you amped up for the club and that whole Saturday night flavour. What we're trying to do with this show is bring, you know, a different vibe to it. So it's really me getting my afternoon voice on. It's going to be me holding it down in a way that I'll be like I want the show like to have a lot of features. I want the show to have a lot of, I want it to be funny. And I'm spending time thinking about like how to make every mic break count. So in the sense that I want you to be able to laugh, or I want you to be able to have something to think about after each mic break.
So, Tim, if it's not a traditional drive time show, then I fear we're not going to get Westwood's traffic and travel. Is that right?
Oh, no, but you are going to get Westwood weather for the weekend. Would be something like cloudy with a chance of meatballs. Prepared to get served.
Are you worried about potentially having small audiences at the start because there are so fewer digital radio sets out there compared to people who can hear you on FM?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that time slot, but the majority of my audience who would listen would probably consume it through the TV sets. And now everyone's on digital TV, whether it's through cable or Sky. Everyone's online nowadays. Now, admittedly, you've got a tremendous competition online with, you know, YouTube and the blogs. But, you know, everyone hopefully will be able to listen through online. So even though there's relatively few digital sets out there, I think, you know, people will consume it through the, you know, the blue screen on TV, and they will consume it online. And I think also, like nowadays, you know, if you buy a radio, you do buy a new digital radio. You don't buy an old school FM. It's definitely lacking in cars, and that's a hardship. But I want to give it my best shot, man, and try and make it work.